The two people arrested in connection with vandalism in West Plains now face drugs and weapon charges. Tuesday, deputies with the Howell County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant at a residence located on County Road 4990 in Willow Springs. The warrant was the result of an ongoing narcotics investigation involving the residence of Jonathan Goodman Jr. During the execution of the search warrant, deputies recovered a total of 13.85 grams of suspected meth, five loaded syringes containing suspected meth, multiple controlled prescription medications, drug paraphernalia, and multiple firearms. In total, deputies seized six firearms from the home, including handguns and rifles, along with a digital scale, used syringes, glass smoking devices, and approximately $800 in U.S. currency. Both Jonathan Goodman Jr. and Delene Ariana Barassa were arrested and transported to the Howe County Adult Detention Center, with both Goodman and Barassa charged with three counts of delivery of a controlled substance and four counts of unlawful use of a weapon. Their bonds was set at $50,000 each. A Mountain Home man was arrested in Izard County after fleeing from police. 36-year-old Stephen Wapples was arrested. He's charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, fleeing on foot, speeding, fictitious tags, no insurance, and criminal trespass. He's being held in the Izard County Detention Center, bond set at $100,000. A man from Norfolk, Arkansas has been arrested in connection with a shooting in Stone County. 20-year-old Trenton Cole Hall is accused of shooting a tire on a truck after an altercation in August at City Rock Bluff on Culp Road. Hall's facing felony charges of committing a terroristic act and aggravated assault and a misdemeanor charge of third-degree battery. He also faces penalty enhancements for committing a felony with a firearm and engaging in a violent group activity. He's being held in Stone County Jail with bond set at $50,000. A man from West Plains was injured in an accident last night in Howe County. The Highway Patrol reports the 25-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he hit an animal in the roadway. The man was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. The accident happened on US 160, just east of Missouri 17. The Ozarks Small Business Incubator will host a luncheon next week. Heather Fisher tells us about it.
There will be a Business Woman's First Luncheon on November 19th from 11:30 to 1. This event is a luncheon for working women and professionals, and the topic is Survive and Thrive the Holiday Season. You'll discover how aligning your values and setting boundaries and clarifying expectations will help you truly thrive in any season. And that event will be on November 19th from 11:30 to 1, and you can register on OSBI's website at OZSBI.com.
For more information, you can call OSBI at 417-256-9724. The Theramamas Spring Rotary met Wednesday for their weekly meeting. The guest speaker was Mark Crawford with Flies and Guides. Crawford talked about the benefits of catch and release on Spring River.
The benefits of catch and release area. Now, I've been pushing for catch and release on the spring, and I think a lot of people don't realize we're not pushing for all catch and release up and down the river. I'm actually just looking at a stretch from like Dam 1 down, the small section, with big fish in our river. Now, big fish means big dollars. I hate to say it, but when I take people, they want to see a big fish. A lot of times when we're out here, we catch really nice fish. Spring River is world-renowned for a trout fishery. And a lot of it, I have people come from all over the world. But I picture a day where we look over and you see these big old trout. Once we create big trout, we create big money. Big money, the benefits of it is property values go up. We've got a Main Street here that really needs help. We need more businesses on Main Street. More revenue we got coming in, the more money we all make.
You can listen to everything Crawford talked about at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.